playing some more guys to see how the depth looked a little bit? Or?
We scripted some things out. So, we started with our lead guys for both games. And I thought they handled themselves well in the first game and sustained it when we started subbing and mixing and matching. But I don't think we didn't do as good a job in the second half, the second game. You know, we still started with some of the lead guys and left one or two guys out. We've seen enough and we wanted to try to get some of the other guys in earlier, but I don't think we handled the transition and the flow going from the start to the finish as well as I would have liked to.
15 looked really strong today too. He's going to be a big piece for what you guys.
He's one of the better face-off guys out there. We're very lucky and privileged to have him. And you know, I think he's one of the guys that is a self-made man where he keeps on getting better and doing the things that he needs to do on his own to improve his game. So he's an all-league player last year, and we expect and need him to continue that for us to have success in the spring.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. How you doing, Coach? Real quick. The first game was kind of a up and down affair for you guys. You did pretty well. Second game kind of went the other way, I guess, and then you settled down a little bit. Just speak on both games.
Well, I think the first game played out the way I think both teams wanted to. Run up and down, and we were able to run up and down and play with a lot of midfielders and capitalize on some of the transition stuff. The second game, we didn't have as many possessions and played a lot of defense, and give Fairfield credit. They they capitalized on a lot of their opportunities, and we didn't maybe handle the success as well in the first game as we needed to sustain four quarters against a good team in the second game.
Yeah. And obviously it's the first game for you guys to kind of get a really good look at some of the freshmen or some of the guys who didn't have a lot of experience last year. Who were some guys who really impressed you in terms of that?
Yeah, no, that's what the fall is all about. As I said earlier, practicing all fall at this level is a little different than playing a different color jersey. So, it's turned up a little bit, the speed and just the accountability and just everything that goes into playing the game. And you want to see how the older guys have grown and progressed since last year with the year under their belt, and you want to see what younger guys are ready. I think it was a valuable experience, and I think we have a couple of young guys that we've liked in the fall practices, and I think we're walking away from today's performance being pleased with their first introduction to Division I lacrosse, and we've been pleased, and I think there's some older guys that have gotten a year better, not just a year older. So we're excited to see them grow as they go through the program. The spring is when it counts. So it's nice having success here, but it's also a great opportunity to learn from some mistakes. And we certainly made our fair share of mistakes, whether it's on the field or preparing to be on the field. So I think we can use the time now to get better, and hopefully it'll produce some success in the spring when you need it.
Yeah, and lastly, your second year in the program, do you find that guys have a better idea of what you want offensively, defensively? Have you learned from what you need to do better, I guess, here, or what you shouldn't do with the guys? Speak on that.
I think that certainly has been a plus. Going through the fall with the continuity of the coaching staff, and we didn't lose a lot of guys. We only had seven seniors last year that graduated.
Right.
So whether it's the older guys or the younger guys that are kind of growing up through the program, I think that's helped us maybe throughout the fall.
Right.
And then prepare for this weekend and coming down and playing two games in a matter of 4 hours. So that certainly has been a big plus, and the guys have been great as far as learning and getting better and starting to gel more as units and as a program as a whole.
Right. All right. Thank you.